That was my cool intro music, just because I couldn't find anything appropriate enough for this rather wacky and out of the blue bonus weekly and relatively short podcast audio episode, which has absolutely nothing to do with fitness. So pretty much the only reason I'm recording this for you is so that this week's podcast episode coming out in just a couple of days doesn't have a Mondo Huge special announcements section. So you'll thank me for this later. What I'm going to do is answer your top five totally non-fitness related questions. And I promise I'll keep this quick. All right, let's jump right in. So question number one is, I had somebody on the podcast, a listener, a few weeks ago. They came on at the end of the podcast and got to have their own special 10 to 15 minute segment right there at the end. And a few people have asked me how they could actually get on themselves. Well, super duper easy to do. You just have to be one creative and very special person. The way that you do it is you create what's called a my list. And what a my list is, it's a list of things that you like. Anything, health, fitness, nutrition, heck, I don't care. It could be your favorite cat fur combing combs. I don't know, whatever. But you do this by going to mylist.com/Ben Greenfield. Create your list, whatever you want to make a list of. And I'm just kidding. Don't have it be like brushes for your pets. Have it be something cool that I am going to find interesting enough to have you come onto the show and talk about. And I will choose the best my list. So what you do is you go to mylist.com/Ben Greenfield. And then once you've created your my list, you share it over on my Facebook page over at facebook.com/BG Fitness. I know, tons of URLs, but you have a mind like a steel trap because you're a Ben Greenfield Fitness podcast listener, so you know how to do that. Anyways, though, mylist.com/Ben Greenfield, create your my list and then share it over on our Facebook page. And if I like what I see and I think that your list will be intriguing and helpful and enchanting to the other listeners, then I'll get you onto the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast for your own little special episode. Okay, next question that I get from people is, what is Superhuman Coach? And for those of you who may not have heard me mention this before, I do have a new website that just launched in 2012, really, called superhumancoach.com. That is my mentorship program. I had a goal last year of really wanting to open up a lot of the techniques that I use with my clients for optimizing performance and recovery and digestion, mental performance, fat loss, sleep, and hormones, to be able to be implemented by other people, like other personal trainers, fitness coaches, nutritionists, chiropractic physicians, physical therapists, people like that. So what I do now is I have a mastermind group. It's a mentorship group for people who work in the fitness and nutrition industry to be able to get better results for the people who they're helping. It's basically my way of, and this might sound really cheesy, cloning myself. So I have a private small group of trainers and coaches who I work with, who I teach concepts to. These aren't just like triathlon coaches. These are people, you know, like I mentioned, personal trainers, chiropractics, pretty much anybody who's working with clients for fat loss or performance or any of these other things. And I teach about a 2 to 2.5 hour long module, like a seminar style workshop each month. There are exams, there are quizzes. It's a 12-month, fairly intensive curriculum. And then it also includes mastermind meetings with me and forum, interaction, stuff like that. But that is what superhumancoach.com is. It seems like I get a lot of questions about what exactly is a separate website that you're running, Ben. That's what it is. It's a mentorship program, basically a mastermind group that I am at the helm of, so to speak. And we pretty much geek out on kind of more advanced concepts. You can't even get in unless you have a university degree in an exercise science related field, and or are pursuing or have some type of a personal training certification or a degree from an accredited institution, a medical degree or chiropractic physician or an ND or an MD or someone like that. But basically, if you fall into one of those categories, you can check it out. It's over at superhumancoach.com. Okay. Next question, kind of related, is do I need to be an elite athlete to come to Ben's Become Superhuman live event? The answer is absolutely not. I designed this live event and handpicked the speakers who are coming to this event to provide a way for anyone who wants to discover the healthiest, most efficient way to get a better body, to enhance their physical performance, enhance their mental performance, cut through nutrition confusion, and live longer to be able to do it. And this is open to everybody from the person who, and this is kind of probably a phrase that you've heard me use before, so I'll apologize in advance because it's canned and again might sound cheesy, but it's for anybody who wants to complete an Ironman triathlon or just shed a few pounds, if you know what I mean. So there'll be CrossFitters there, Ironman triathletes, there'll be people who are in this to learn more to help their clients, there'll be people who are there who want to live longer, people who want to feel better, fix their guts, lose fat, improve mental performance, biohack, you name it. So that is what this conference is designed for. It's going to be epic. And actually, at the time of this recording, you've got just 10 days left to get in, 10 days left to sign up. So you can do it now over at superhumancoach.com. Yeah, that same website that I mentioned earlier. There's just like a click here button there, like right at the top of that page where you can register. Even if you've never heard of Spokane, Washington, it doesn't suck as much as you might think. Spokane's actually pretty cool. You can get here fairly easily. I fly in and out of Spokane all the time, and there are people coming from all over the world to this event. So you should totally join us, and you're a loser if you don't. No, I'm just kidding. But you should come to the Become Superhuman event. It's going to be very cool, and we're going to have lots of little after parties and special events and morning workouts and boot camps and stuff like that. So lots of things for you to do. Okay, we're all ready to question number four. And question number four is, I'm a triathlete, and I want to know what camps and clinics Ben is doing this year. I get lots of questions about the calendar, what's going on, and because I know a lot of triathletes listen in, and I happen to be a triathlete myself and teach a lot of camps and clinics, I get questions like that. So in the show notes to this brief podcast, I am going to put a link to the camps that are going on, but let me go over them real quick with you right now. First of all, there is a Wildflower Triathlon Camp that is April 5th. To the 7th. For anybody who lives in California or anybody who's doing the Wildflower Triathlon, it's 3 days. It's designed for Olympic up to half Ironman triathletes. It's really cool. We're going to be doing like yoga, strength training, swimming, cycling, running, but it's all down and around Lake San Antonio and the world famous Wildflower Triathlon course. You don't have to be doing Wildflower to join us, but if you are doing Wildflower, this is going to give you a huge step up. And I kind of put my foot down with Tri California, and I was like, we want organic food. We want like good lodging. We want this to be a really cool experience for people who show up. And I talked to them a couple days ago, and there are slots still left in that camp. So I'll link to that one in the show notes. And when you register for the camp, your lodging, your food, everything is included. So check that out. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday camp. The other thing that I wanted to mention as far as camps go is Vietnam. I know this sounds a little bit more exhausting and stressful and logistically challenging than going to California. But as a matter of fact, when you travel internationally for a triathlon, it is a blast. And this race is the sister race of my favorite race on the planet, the Thailand Triathlon. But they've expanded, they've branched out, and now they have an event going on in Vietnam. I'm not taking that many people on this trip, but I will put a link in the show notes. The trip right now is planned. It's going to be basically April 10th through the 16th, approximately, give or take a day, depending on how you want to arrange your flight. I put all of the details on the calendar that I'll link to in the show notes for this over at bengreenfieldfitness.com. But basically the race distance is kind of international distance-ish. So it's right around 1,500 meters for a swim. It's like about a little longer than an Olympic distance triathlon bike. It's about 55K. And then it comes out to about 8 miles on the run. Everything I've read about this race and seen of where it's going to be in Vietnam indicates that it is not only going to be epic, beautiful, fantastic food, safe and fun, but also the after party threatens to be just as good as the one down in Thailand. So there you go. If you couldn't make it to Thailand with me last year, come to Vietnam with me this spring. And all the details for that are, again, over at bengreenfieldfitness.com, where I'm posting this audio. It's titled Quick Bonus Episode. Okay, and the last clinic slash camp type of thing that's planned right now is the trip to Thailand in end of November, beginning of December. That one's not totally hashed out in terms of details, but you still need to email me if you want in, because I'm trying to get together at least a list of people who are interested in that so we can figure out how many folks are going to go to Thailand this year. So if you're not a triathlete at all, I'm sorry for boring you for the past 2 minutes, but now you probably want to be one so you could go to all these cool international hotspots with us. Okay, last thing is, why does Ben always have his shirt off in his videos? And I get this in my videos and my photos. I always have my shirt off. It's two part. First of all, when I grew up in my house, I had three brothers, and I think maybe my parents were lazy, or they just realized that we were going to get all dirty and messed up anyways. And so we just never kind of got dressed in the morning and just basically wandered around the house all day long in our underwear or our pajama bottoms. And I literally kept up that trend. I'm swearing to God right now. You can ask my mom. But I did this all through high school. I just never wore clothes, or as few clothes as possible around the house. Come to think of it, my dad kind of walked around in his boxers all the time too. And I still do at my house. Like, a lot of times if I'm working at home, I don't get dressed till like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So when I whip out a video to shoot some kind of a video about what protein powder I'm using or some new exercise tool or something like that, I've got my shirt off anyways. And then the other reason is, it's fitness. These are fitness videos that I'm shooting, and they get more views when I've got my shirt off. So I keep it off. And my apologies to those of you who are offended by nipples. Count your blessings. I keep my pants on. So there you go. That's why I have my shirt off in my videos. It's the way that I was raised, because I was raised as a North Idaho hick. So there you have it. Anyways, I hope that was helpful. And now we don't have to have a super duper long special announcement section in this week's podcast episode. I just had all this stuff piling up that I wanted to pile on you. So once again, go to mylist.com/Ben Greenfield if you want to get on the show. Check out superhumancoach.com if you want to join my mastermind group. Come to the Become Superhuman live event, and you got to register within the next 10 days at superhumancoach.com if you want to get in. Go to the show notes for this particular quick bonus episode to see what camps and clinics are going on this year and get into those, especially the Wildflower, the Vietnam, or the Thailand trips. And then quit complaining about me having my shirt off in my videos, because I'm not going to get dressed. So there you go. All right. Thanks for listening in, folks. And here's your outro music. I'm going to make this one kind of a little bit more laid back and non-circus like. Fade out.